Death doulas offer vital and tough care. Talking about death is uncomfortable but essential. Facing this tough topic improves our quality of life. When we accept our mortality, we focus more on what truly matters: our values, relationships, and how we use our time. Discussing death also helps us face the end of life with less fear and anxiety, allowing us to approach it with grace. America's leading death doula began her journey from a place of personal discontent. Previously working as an attorney, she found the profession brought her more dissatisfaction than fulfillment. Her life took a pivotal turn after she met a terminally ill traveler during a trip to Cuba. This experience inspired her to establish Going With Grace, an organization dedicated to helping people plan for their end-of-life stages. End-of-life care with emotional and practical support. Elua author's work focuses on addressing and resolving regrets, allowing individuals to reconcile the life they have lived with the life they wish they had. This process is crucial for ensuring that people can die with peace and dignity. The support she provides encompasses practical aspects, such as finding appropriate care, as well as offering a profound emotional connection. She provides a listening ear and a shoulder to lean on during times of isolation and despair, helping individuals through their final moments with grace and comfort. The work of a death doula isn't just for professionals. Many people informally support their loved ones through the end-of-life process. Death literacy, which means understanding how to discuss and handle end-of-life issues, is crucial for a caring community. Knowing how to support those nearing the end of life is invaluable and helps create a community where death is acknowledged and handled with respect. Caring for someone nearing the end of life can feel isolating, even though it's a shared experience. The personal and emotional challenges can make caregivers feel uniquely alone, highlighting the need for community support. This support includes practical help and being present for the emotional needs of both the dying and their caregivers. End-of-life insights and emotional depths. As people approach the end of their lives, they often reveal deep aspects of their humanity, showcasing both their greatest virtues and most challenging flaws. Confronting mortality means not just facing their death, but also grieving the impending loss of everything familiar: their world, relationships, and memories. This profound sense of loss can trigger intense emotions, from frustration and anger to fear, often heightened by the physical and psychological toll of illness. Being there for someone in their final moments is crucial. It involves acknowledging their fears and emotional pain without taking it personally. This allows us to offer the empathy and understanding they need as they navigate the complex emotions associated with dying. This process can be emotionally draining, not only for the dying individual, but also for those around them, underscoring the importance of practicing self-compassion and patience, self-care, and being present in end-of-life situations. Taking care of yourself is incredibly important when you're caring for a loved one. Make sure you eat well, get enough rest, and talk openly about what you need from others, like support from doulas who offer affordable end-of-life care. It's also important to be kind to yourself during these challenging times. Being there for a loved one as they approach the end of their life requires you to stay focused and present. It's a privilege to share their final moments. Despite the strong emotions you may feel, try to stay connected. Remembering them with love, care, honor, and gratitude can turn this difficult time into a meaningful and beautiful farewell. It's important to respect how people react. Not everyone who cries wants comfort. Some prefer to feel their grief without interruption, staying focused on their emotions. Asking permission before offering comfort shows respect for their feelings. Seeing someone transition from life to death is a moment of deep connection. It reminds us of our shared humanity. By treating it with respect, we honor those leaving us and show our ability to support each other through tough times. Forethought reduces the burden on the family after passing. Starting discussions about end-of-life planning can initially feel daunting, yet it's vital for ensuring peace of mind and reducing potential burdens on loved ones in the future. It's important to set aside time for a family meeting, whether in person or through a digital platform like Zoom. One effective way to begin is by referencing a current health-related news story, such as issues like dementia, to underscore the urgency of these discussions. This not only highlights the relevance of planning ahead, but also serves to initiate the conversation in a relatable context. By taking these steps early on, you can ensure that your wishes are communicated and respected, promoting understanding and preparedness among family members for what lies ahead. Assuming responsibility for organizing a family meeting as an older relative can be viewed as a considerate gesture toward your loved ones. By doing so, you alleviate the stress they might face when making difficult decisions while grieving. This proactive approach involves organizing not just physical possessions, but also crucial details such as digital passwords and account information. Then, create a list of topics to discuss during your meeting. Importance of choosing a healthcare proxy. Using resources such as the end-of-life guidelines from the National Institute on Aging can offer a structured approach to having these conversations. Key topics to address include choosing a healthcare proxy, a person who can make medical decisions for you if necessary, and outlining the specifics of your living will. It's vital to choose a trusted person as your healthcare proxy. They'll make decisions for you in critical health situations. Since we can't predict every scenario, having someone you trust is crucial. To make it official, consider completing a durable power of attorney for healthcare. This legal document formally appoints your proxy. Make sure to share copies with your proxy, doctor, family members, and possibly a lawyer, though legal assistance isn't required. The unpredictability of life makes selecting a healthcare proxy essential. This person represents your voice in crucial medical choices. To ensure your wishes are honored, it's wise to complete a durable power of attorney for healthcare. This document legally designates your proxy. Share copies with your proxy, doctor, family, and optionally a lawyer to formalize your decisions. Effective end-of-life planning discussions. Discussing end-of-life care is complex and may require multiple conversations over time. Regular family meetings help create a supportive communication framework. This structured approach allows you to gradually address emerging needs, such as making home modifications and managing healthcare plans. By avoiding rushed decisions during crisis moments, you can ensure thoughtful planning. Structured planning promotes open communication, reduces misunderstandings, and prepares everyone for making informed healthcare decisions. Additionally, it strengthens family bonds by promoting mutual support and understanding. Compatibility is crucial for the right death doula. Being prepared to discuss and face death openly is crucial. At some point, we'll likely support someone close who is dying. This highlights the need for practical death literacy skills. These skills include listening well, knowing about funerals, and understanding legal and medical paperwork like living wills and powers of attorney. Developing these skills helps us provide meaningful support when someone we care about is nearing the end of their life. It ensures we can assist effectively during critical times, such as handling their possessions after death. This preparation is essential for being a supportive presence in our community when confronting the inevitable reality of death. In today's society, many people are unprepared for death because it's not something we talk about enough. This lack of preparation can make a tough situation even harder. That's where a death doula comes in. They're trained to support families emotionally and practically during the end-of-life process. They make sure the wishes of the dying person are respected and followed, providing comfort and guidance to both individuals and families. Compatibility and professionalism. When choosing a death doula, it's important to find someone whose beliefs match yours, whether religious, spiritual, or secular. Compatibility is key as they'll be part of personal experiences. Checking their training and background can ensure they're professional and suitable for the role. When you first meet a death doula, pay close attention to how they handle emotions in sensitive discussions. This initial interaction sets the tone for how they will support you during such a profound time. Building a strong rapport from the outset can significantly enhance your experience with them. Whether you choose to educate yourself about death or enlist the help of a professional death doula, the primary goal remains the same: ensuring that end-of-life experiences are handled with dignity, respect, and genuine care. These preparations not only benefit the dying person, but also promote the emotional and psychological well-being of all those involved. They can strengthen community bonds during these challenging times. Understand grief and society's avoidance of death. Grief is an inevitable part of life that touches various aspects of our existence, whether we acknowledge it or not. If left unaddressed, grief can surface in our work, relationships, or even physical health, leading to challenges like addiction. Confronting grief, though difficult, is crucial because it's a natural process that resides within us and demands recognition. Each day presents an opportunity for healing and personal growth. Modern society often shies away from discussing death, opting instead for swift actions like quickly moving bodies to funeral homes. This reluctance to face mortality creates a disconnect from the natural cycle of life and death. It contributes to a societal crisis, affecting both cultural norms and individual well-being. This avoidance of death stems from outdated beliefs and contributes to a wider societal phobia of confronting mortality. By acknowledging the natural process of grief and accepting death as a part of life, we can promote healthier attitudes and promote emotional resilience in ourselves and our communities. The impact of fear of death. The fear of death has significant effects. Ignoring its reality prevents a natural connection with life cycles. Openly acknowledging and discussing death helps us confront our fears and encourages a healthier acceptance of it. This acceptance is vital for personal peace and cultural well-being. Talking openly about death and preparing for it can change fear into understanding and acceptance. This preparation helps people face their final days with dignity and reduces the emotional and practical burdens on loved ones. By addressing death directly, individuals can ensure that their end-of-life experience reflects their values and wishes. This sense of closure brings peace and benefits everyone involved. Integrating the reality of mortality into everyday conversations and plans is crucial. It encourages a healthier perspective on life and death, allowing people to live more fully and approach the end calmly. This approach not only improves personal lives, but also strengthens community bonds by encouraging open dialogue and support during life's difficult transitions. Key points. 1. Death doulas provide essential care and support for end-of-life stages. 2. Discussing death improves the quality of life and reduces anxiety. 3. Planning for end-of-life reduces burdens on loved ones. 4. Choosing a healthcare proxy ensures your medical wishes are honored. 5. Addressing regrets helps individuals die with peace and dignity. 6. Talking about death promotes community support and understanding. 7. Accepting mortality leads to a fuller, more meaningful life.